While continuing now, the political leader of the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, says Palestinians will not make any concessions on even an inch of their land. Khaled Mishaal also says Jerusalem al-Quds will finally be liberated from the Israeli occupation.
Palestine is for us, not for Israel. Our goal, duty, and right is to liberate Palestine, all Palestine. And this is a responsibility for all Palestinians and all Arab countries.
Khaled Mishaal says resistance is the only way to achieve such victory. Now, he has urged Arab states to give more support to the Palestinian resistance. Mishaal was addressing tens of thousands of people in Gaza, where he arrived on Friday after 45 years in exile. People there were celebrating the 25th anniversary of Hamas's foundation, as well as Gaza's victory against Israel in a recent eight-day war. Other senior officials, including Hamas's Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, also addressed the crowd. Haniyeh said the victory over Israel's November war, among other things, was achieved due to unity among all resistance factions. Well, I'd like to welcome Professor Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hanna Al-Bassous. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's talk about a little bit what has been mentioned today by the Hamas's leaders. How significant, first of all, they have talked about the unity of the factions. Do you think that it will happen, basically, all the Palestinian factions being united in order to get that one goal?
Well, I think the speeches were made by Ismail Haniyeh and Khaled Mishaal were focusing somehow on the unity and the Palestinian factions which have to be united against the Israeli occupation. This is one of the main calls which was made by Ismail Haniyeh and Khaled Mishaal many times, confirming that the Palestinian unity is one of the main pillars to end the occupations, in which all Palestinian factions will be united on resisting the occupation, using the weapons, using the mighty, using all what they have to end the Israeli occupation and establishing a Palestinian state on the whole Palestine, confirming that Palestine is not only 1967 border, Palestine is the whole Palestine. This means there is no Israel to be in the future. At the same time, the unity is something which we all need in Palestine, but it's not something going to be easy. Haniyeh focused on Mishaal on the Egypt role in helping the Palestinian factions to reach unity, but this has to take time. But at the end of the day, I think unity is needed for all Palestinian factions to strengthen the Palestinian front against the occupation and to have main Palestinian political factions united and resisting the occupation in the future and nowadays.
How significant overall do you think the visit of Khaled Mishaal was to the Palestinians themselves and also perhaps to the Israelis?
Well, I think this visit is really important and significant. And I think it's a turning point in Hamas politics and the Palestinian political system in general. Hamas, which was founded in 1987, now becomes, I think, the strongest Palestinian political faction as it's adopting its own main strategy, which is resisting the occupation, fighting the occupation. This, I think, comes as a blow to the Israeli occupation forces, which lost the battle in Gaza last month, where 8 days of aggression on the Gaza Strip by the Israeli military forces did not succeed. The Palestinian military movements like Hamas and Islamic Jihad succeeded to defend Gaza Strip and succeeded to overcome the whole situation against the Israeli occupation, in which now I think the Israeli occupation forces not making even any comment on this visit, because I think they think this is a victory for the Palestinian people. And this came aftermath of the Palestinian victory last month, and this the Israeli occupation forces negatively affected and will not be able to justify it to the Israeli population.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Al-Bassous.